Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hi guys, it's Tom from the Learn, Grow, Succeed Leadership Podcast. Thank you very much for joining us again for this next episode from the series. And this week's pod is about courage over comfort and why this is a trait of all great leaders, really. It was Nelson Mandela who said, "I learned that courage is not the absence of fear, but triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers fear." And that's a really powerful message in life that can also be applied to business. And it holds true for great leaders of every kind. So I'm not saying we're all in the situation of Nelson Mandela. We probably haven't had to deal with oppressive regimes or face an angry or hungry lion. But having courage at any level requires a basic requirement for you to step out of your comfort zone and tackle obstacles, or indeed lions, head on. Even if it feels a bit scary, which sometimes it will, and indeed sometimes if it feels scary, that shows you're doing it right. It's easy to sit and talk about effective leadership rather than actually doing it. Great leaders know that leadership is a space where you might not necessarily have all the right answers all the time. It's where tough decisions and difficult conversations take place, where guiding and influencing others in situations with uncertain outcomes is the norm. Yet, providing motivation to others is continually expected of you as a leader, no matter what might be going on for you and how scared or nervous the situation makes you. This kind of responsibility places a great deal of pressure on a leader. You are pivotal in the future success of your business and the well-being and productivity of the people who work for it too. And here's the thing. Pressure affects us all differently. But to be an outstanding leader, you have to embrace it as an opportunity, acknowledge and own your actions, and accept that there will be challenges and failures that you will, no doubt, encounter on your way. After all, we all know nothing of worth has ever been achieved without the odd slip-up. In other words, how you deal with that pressure is what makes the difference between a good leader and a great leader. And this is where we focus. This is where a focus of courage over comfort really comes in. So we're going to go into that in a bit more detail in a moment. But just before we do, if you are new to the Learn, Grow, Succeed Leadership Podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And I really hope that you enjoy the next 15 minutes-ish of content. We will always produce transcripts of our podcast, which can be found on the XL Communications website, xlcommunications.com. And there's also loads of different resources on our website, from blogs to white papers to webinar recordings that you can download and use to help in your development. Personal development. What are the components that make up courage and critically courageous behavior? And why do many people shy away from being courageous, choosing to remain doing the same old thing with the same people in the same way, and often then expecting different results? It's a fact that courageous leaders are in short supply these days. Why? Well, it's because it's just so much easier to keep with the status quo than venture into that risky area of the great unknown. But you want to be outstanding, don't you? We all admire those leaders that are outstanding. That's where we aspire to be. So how do you put on your armor of courage and blaze a trail for your team and stand up and show that it's okay to be different? Well, it starts with embracing fear. Fear is an extremely potent emotion. We are hardwired to lean towards safety and security, so it's no wonder that most people don't want to take any kind of risk. No wonder there are not many courageous leaders in the world. It's part of our evolution as people to run away from those scary animals that are hunting us down. In the good old days, fear would have kept us safe from being eaten by a bear or make you hesitant about lowering the drawbridge to an angry mob. But in the modern world we live in, fear of being eaten or attacked by your rival is not something that happens very often. And instead, it's been replaced by fear of failure. And that can keep us safe in our comfort zone. And while this may well result in us feeling safe and secure in familiar surroundings, it won't challenge us. It won't help us to take the next step to achieve our dreams. Brené Brown, who's talked about a lot in our office, said of courage, "Every time we choose courage, we make everyone around us a little better and the world a little braver." And I think that is very, very true. Courage has a sort of tangible quality to it. Like it can actually rub off on someone else from you, fueling your own motivations, and it gives you the power to push ahead. And it's so important to us as leaders. I mean, I bet you can think of famous leaders or leaders you've experienced in your careers where they've been so courageous that you would have followed them, even if you weren't entirely sure where they were going. And it's because they embraced fear and had tremendous courage. So this can give so much motivation to your team. And you exude courage yourself, and it will drive you all forward and help you achieve great things. But what's important here is you have to trust yourself first. So let me explore this with a couple of examples. Elon Musk, who I think I talk about in most of my podcasts, he didn't become the CEO of two global companies without dealing with economic collapse, broken cars, and failed rockets along the way. Richard Branson famously came to the brink of bankruptcy with Virgin Records and Virgin Atlantic. But he pushed through because he was confident, he was resilient, and it enabled him to seize the opportunities when they arose. So believe in yourself, take action amid uncertainty, do what you believe to be right despite the risks, and accept that you might fall short of achieving your goal sometimes, at least on your first try, but you'll be much better equipped for the second. So another trait is that you have to learn to be vulnerable. Now, being vulnerable means having the courage to press ahead when you have no control over the outcome of your actions. On a day-to-day basis, this can cover everything from meeting with your boss, a phone call to a client, or any of the many conversations that will take place with colleagues, friends, or family. Vulnerability is a place where you might feel excited and anxious at the same time. You want to go ahead and you know it's the right thing to do, but you're worried about what's going to happen. And there it is again, that little voice inside, you know, that little one on your shoulder urging you to pull up the drawbridge or run away from the bear. It's telling you that it's not safe. But think about whether the concerns you have are real or just in your head. Often we build things up in our minds and imagine scenarios until we talk ourselves out of doing something, just in case there's that small chance of something bad might happen. This can often lead to what we can call analysis paralysis, which is somehow very satisfying to say. It basically describes that place where you start over-analyzing potential outcomes or overthink a situation to the point where you're unable to go forward or make a decision or even find a solution. And if you get in there, you're stuck. You're not going to progress. Great leaders need to understand that the cost of indecision in the face of uncertainty can often outweigh the potential risks. So accept your vulnerability and draw on your talent and knowledge and that of your team to reach for the goals. And then, of course, what's critical here is you have to practice what you preach. You can't tell your teams to do this without doing it yourself. Great leaders don't just talk it, they walk it. Living your values, speaking about difficult situations, and embracing your self-belief will set you ahead of others and establish you as a truly great leader. Your mindset and thought processes are critical in creating positive feelings that translate into actions that will achieve results for you. Holding true to your belief will allow you to become accountable and reliable, while enabling you to be a really great role model for others and avoid that stagnation of remaining firmly entrenched in your comfort zone. So lead from the front and do it with determination, an open mind and a confidence, even if you don't know where you're going. So finally, if you haven't already, ask yourself the question, when you last felt uncomfortable. And the answer is most likely every day. And that's because as a leader, you need to go first. And that means accepting a level of discomfort in order to forge a pathway where others will be inspired to follow. You will no doubt suffer setbacks. These can be to the detriment of yourself and sometimes others. But to exhibit true courage, you need to ignore that risk and that bit of your brain that's craving comfort and stability. I firmly believe that the secret to becoming a truly great leader lies in an individual's ability to be self-aware, focused, committed to their beliefs, and accountable for their mistakes. I honestly don't think I can think of a famous leader in this world who has not talked about their failures and their discomforts in going into areas that they didn't know, but they embraced them and went forward. They were prepared to risk their pride and status in order to do the best for their teams and to achieve their dreams. So have the courage to leave your comfort zone behind and embrace those dizzy heights of achievement that challenge can bring. This is what it takes to attain great leadership. So do it. Please just go ahead and do it. Do something small every single day that makes you feel really, really uncomfortable. And I honestly believe you will see the results really, really quickly. So as ever, thank you so much for listening. And I hope that this has given you a little bit of inspiration to go out and try something new. So until next time, thank you and speak to you soon.